Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 9:46, 14 till 10, just when you thought it was safe. I guess it's still safe, but we're going to talk about a saltwater wedge and what the Corps of Engineers is doing for that. We welcome in our friend Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the Army Corps of Engineers New Orleans Division. How you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about this saltwater wedge and why is it necessary? Is it a saltwater wedge or an underwater sill? What are we calling this?
So
no, you're
the
building the sill
is,
to prevent the wedge. I got it. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Okay. We are seeing saltwater intrusion start to move up into the Mississippi River, and we have now reached our trigger that we build an underwater levee, an underwater sill that will arrest the progress upriver.
So explain how this works, the physics of this, if you will, Ricky, please.
Sure. The saltwater is much more dense than the fresh water that the river has. So it crawls along the bottom in a wedge shape. So the front of it will be about 15 miles ahead of where you would have salt water at the top of the river. So it slowly crawls up the river. What we do is we build an obstacle that salt water then has to fill in behind before it can continue moving forward.
Pile up, if you will, right?
That's exactly right. We're creating kind of a basin or a pool in the river.
So what makes this necessary?
The biggest factor is a drought. Last year on September the 16th, we reached the trigger. This year on September the 18th, we reached the trigger to create the seal. So what we have is we have a drought condition between moderate and severe in the Ohio Valley. The Ohio River gives about two-thirds of our water down here. So the drought is the biggest factor. The other contributing factor is the bottom of the Mississippi River is below sea level, up to 190 feet below sea level. So it has that avenue that the Gulf naturally wants to fill in.
So compare and contrast, if you will, with what happened in 2023, because as I understand it, this is going to be the 22, 23, 24, the fourth year you've done this in a row, right?
That's right. We've done it every year since 2022.
But 2023 was the year that really got everybody's attention.
That's right. 2023 was the first time that we built the sill and it was overtopped. So we had to go back in, create kind of an augmented sill, as well as start preparing for the potential of water intake impacts upriver. This year is right now, it's more closer to last year, which is getting to be normal. But we still have that drought that we have to keep an eye on because that's the only thing that will resolve our issue.
So that's what I was going to ask you. What would keep it? What needs to happen to prevent it from being 2023 all over again?
Rain. We're still very early. We have a very conservative trigger, so we want to give us enough time to have that sill in place. We're looking at needing the sill by the end of October. So we're still a long way to go ahead of us. It's really the only thing that can change it is if we get rain in the Ohio Valley.
Yeah, I was going to say the rain doesn't have to happen here. It has to happen way upriver.
That's exactly right. The rain that we get in our area really doesn't have much of an impact. We need to see a good 10 inches of rain across the Ohio Valley to really make changes to what kind of flows we're predicting.
So this is the fourth year in a row you've done it. The only times you've done it before the four-year stretch was in 88, 99, and 2012. Can we infer anything from that, Ricky?
It's the weather. It's the drought. We haven't had this many years of a drought in a row. And so that's the real challenge that we're seeing. This year was the first year that we actually had a flood fight on the river since 2021 as well. So we were kind of hoping that would have an added benefit as we get this far down into the low water season. But unfortunately, the drought's taken over.
So wait, you had a what before? A flood what?
We were in a flood fight this year on the Mississippi River for about 100 days. So we were that was the first year since 2021 that we had had a significant flood fight, kind of reaching close to operating Bonnie Carey. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the drought in the Ohio is significant enough. It's really dropping our flows.
Is this the new normal, do you think, or do you know, or do you just take it year to year?
We do year to year. Obviously, we kind of shift and work with our triggers and our actions to get ready for it as if it's going to be every year. But in general, the river tends to be a little cyclical in nature. If you remember, in the late teens, we were operating Bonnie Carey every year. Now It seems like we're in a drought cycle.
So is this going to have any – you're right about that. Does this have any impact on Plaquemines Parish, or do you know?
They will. So when we build the sill, we build it at around Myrtle Grove. Well, there's a couple of water intakes below the sill that could get saltwater impacts. Fortunately, over the last years, Plaquemines Parish has really started preparing and getting things in place to address that saltwater impact that they could be having.
Yeah, when you talk about the cyclical nature, you got my attention to that because it seemed like the Bonnie Carey was opened for a couple of years in a row. Is that right?
That's right. We actually opened it five times in 4 years.
When was that?
2016 to 2020.
So now we're in a drought period, and it's liable to go back to the other thing. Who knows, right?
That's exactly it. It's Mother Nature. She holds all the cards.
Thank you, Ricky. Any final thoughts?
We'll keep the public informed. We're going to be tracking this every day as we move forward. If there's any change or if we see anything coming close to, say, 2023, we're definitely going to let the public know well in advance.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Ricky Boyette, the Chief of Public Affairs for the Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans Division. Tim tells me that ESPN is reporting the three annual opponents for LSU have been released, or at least ESPN reporting that they are Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Arkansas, so they won't be playing Alabama on the schedule or Florida every year going forward. Alabama's opponents will be Tennessee, Auburn, and Mississippi State, which is the closest school, I think, SEC school, to Alabama. Will take a break, come back, find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.